It's no secret that we had a long winter. Of course, every year we say that, we had a long winter. And a lot of snow in Asheville. We had a lot of school days closed, snow days in schools that you parents certainly know. And I'm thinking, imagining in some homes where visiting with Grandma and Grandpa, Grandpa would say, you know, when I was your age, I went to school no matter what the weather was. I had to walk uphill each way. And I was never spoiled like you are. You should have to go to school like I did. Well, that's an example of what we heard in the first reading today. The Council of Jerusalem is all about setting rules for these new Gentile Christians. And the Jewish converts were complaining that the Gentiles are not being circumcised, and they should, because we've had to do it all our lives and our whole generations. And Paul and the others and Peter, who were part of that Council of Jerusalem, decided they did not have to go through that. Just because you did doesn't mean they have to. So it's kind of the same idea about the grandfather with going to school in the snow, both ways going uphill. And so that kind of opened our eyes and our hearing to the way the early church worked. They were beginning to set standards for this new church, this new community to live by. And they had to make some adjustments along the way depending on circumstances. And this Council of Jerusalem was like that. And in the gospel, we hear Jesus telling the disciples that he's going to go away, but that he would come back again. But he would leave them his peace. Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives, do I give you peace. What does that mean? Peace in the eyes of Jesus, peace that Jesus left us, is not the absence of war or a lack of tension or a lack of adversity. The peace that Jesus gives us goes deeper than that. No matter what the circumstances we're in, what the feelings we have, peace is always there for us to hold on to. It goes deeper than these other things in life. A peace that lasts no matter what. An attitude toward life despite struggles that move us forward with hope. So peace moves us forward with hope in the midst of struggles. And that's the peace that Jesus is giving us, something far deeper than what the world supposedly gives for peace. You know, if you buy everything new, you should be at peace. Well, we know that's not true. And so what we're hearing today from Jesus is there's a peace that goes below everything else in this life that brings us a sense of completion, a sense of well-being, a sense of being present to God and that God being present to us. So it's something deeper than we usually think of peace as. And God has given this to us. There's always a way forward then. In the struggles of our lives, and we all have struggles, there's always a way forward. And that's the peace that Jesus gives us that is there no matter what. And we sometimes can't imagine it to be because things might be tense or struggling and illness or all kinds of things. But Jesus continues to say there's peace underneath it all. You just need to find it. We find it, I think, through prayer, through giving time to God to touch us with that peace. If all we do is run around and try to solve all these problems or try to run away from them, God can't catch up with us. So for us to spend a few moments every day in the Lord and with the Lord, it's then that we will find that peace despite whatever else is going on. That's really a wonderful thing that God has given us, that kind of peace that carries us through our lives with hope. A lot of people don't live their lives in hope. They live their lives in all kinds of ways, but they don't have that hope that you and I as Christian people do, hope that all will be well in the end. No matter what happens now, all will be well in the end. And that's the peace that Jesus gives us.